Meow.
Meow, meow.
Kathleen.
Meow, meow, meow.
Thank you. I feel poorly for all of these cats. Why? They sound like they're in heat. They're having fun.
They might be. It's time for the sex.
Hey, this is an Acquired Taste podcast. We're your three quirky girlfriends who just talk about the stuff that we're thinking about this week. And I'm very excited about this week's topic. Does my microphone sound weird?
Not no. to me.
Just maybe it's just my headphones. I think it's just this headphone jack.
Have you guys ever been to a cat cafe?
Yes.
Was
what
it cool?
What the hell are you guys talking about?
What? It's, they're great.
A cat
they're cool.
cafe?
Yeah, you've never heard of this?
No.
Yep. Oh, yeah. There was one in... none of these headphones work. I'll just have to deal with it. Yeah, there was one not too far from here.
It's literal, right?
Yeah.
It's a cafe. You bring your cat.
No, there's cats there.
Cats are there.
What the...
So I was recently having brunch in Asbury Park, New Jersey, which is becoming the coolest little city ever. And in one of the storefronts, sure enough, there is a sign, coming, Cat Cafe. And I'm so excited.
God. What's it called?
I don't know.
Okay, because my friend's opening a cafe there this week.
Is it a cat cafe?
I don't know. We're acquaintance friends, so I don't know enough about him.
That might be it.
Yeah, it might be it.
Oh my God, that's very exciting.
The main drag of Asbury Park is not that long, so.
On the water?
Yeah.
Holy crap, that's your
main street with all the brunch places?
I know it's on the water. I'm not very cultured.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know much else about Asbury. I just know it's going to look nice.
It's cool because they're usually adoptable too, and like you just hang out and play with them. And...
See, that's my issue. I need a cat cafe where they're not adoptable because if they are, there's 0.0 chance that I'm not walking out of there without a cat.
Yeah.
When I was, there was a web series that we were working on that we never ended up doing anything with, but there was an episode that we shot at a cat cafe, and it was like in the East Village somewhere.
This sounds really exciting, but also kind of jarring because cats are ninja in its animal form, so I feel like I'd be... like drinking or feel safe or something and look over just to my left or my right and something will pop up and I had no idea it was there. So it sounds adorable, but it also sounds a little bit like a National Geographic horror movie.
But think of like if you end up adopting one of these cats, think of how great they'll be because they're super socialized.
It's kind of like a first date. Well, we met in a coffee shop.
Yeah, exactly.
Usually I don't like strawberry blondes, but something about this guy just spoke to me.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Kathleen, you had a really good idea for our topic this week.
Yeah.
Okay, pitch it.
Okay, so say...
Proceed.
I don't know if you guys have always had this, but I've always had business ideas in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
So we had Barbara Corcoran in for the big show just a few weeks ago, and she was so dynamic and just captivated everybody in the room instantly.
Yep.
She's on this great show on ABC called Shark Tank.
Oh, have you heard of it?
Secondhand Stress Central, show for me.
So I thought it might be fun to come in here and have our own sort of acquired taste Shark Tank.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, but not with products, with businesses.
Pitch
I got
business.
This great idea. It's called Cat Cafe.
Okay.
Follow me.
It's been done. Make it better.
Dog bakery.
So, Kathleen, do you have your business idea?
I do.
Okay, pitch it to us.
I mean, but I have so many. Can I?
No, you have, you to, pick have your, to pitch what one. What is your one with the gold star and the asterisk up top?
Okay, so mine combines video games and workouts at the same time.
Ooh, this is cool.
Okay.
And it's not a ripoff of Dance Dance Evolution?
Revolution.
Revolution Dance Dance.
Dance Dance.
DDR.
Evolution.
That's right. Okay. So I always say when I'm at the gym, if I'm on the bike or if I'm on the treadmill, I get a much better workout if I pretend like I'm A, running from danger, or B, fighting danger.
Yes, this is super true.
Is the name of this place going to be danger?
Yeah, so you know when you're in a spin class, if you've ever taken a spin class, they will often have, sometimes they have music videos playing or they have screens where you can see how fast you're going compared to other people in the class. I want to do little pods where it's just you in that room, you and a spin bike, you and that treadmill, and there's a big screen and it's a video game.
That's
oh my gosh.
Awesome.
And I think maybe like the screen might go all the way around 360. I don't know about the technical safety of having a screen with the treadmill that's running forward with a screen behind you, but you get to pick like what kind of dangerous situation you're in or what kind of crime fighter you are, and based on like how fast you run or there are like sensors in the room so they can tell like where you're punching or where you're moving, where you're ducking, that you get points in the game, and then you get to go and try and beat your score every time you go back.
Okay, so have you seen those like projections that respond to your movement?
Yes.
They have them like at the Minneapolis airport has one.
Oh, okay. In the mall they'll have
them. Yeah. So that would be a good thing too. Like if you paid enough, you could do like your own workout without another class. So you wouldn't need a pod, and then it would be a projection. You'd actually be like touching the mushroom, or you would actually be hitting the star or whatever. Mm-hmm. If I don't know what you do with Super Mario. That's all I know.
That's it. You drive, there's a car. There's a few carts.
We weren't allowed to have video games growing up, so I don't really know a lot about this stuff. But I think that would be amazing. I would join that gym.
Yep.
I'm in.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, definitely. Thanks. So here's the name of it.
You didn't come up with a name.
All right. That's good, though. You could say the name is open to the investors to help, help figure out what the name is.
But something like fighter, like workout fighter.
Yeah. Ultimate fighter.
Oh,
gym
I think
edition.
That one's taken.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, so how about you, Sam?
Sorry, I thought he said gym edition, and instead of thinking with a G, I put like, who's Jim?
Jim from The Office. The
exactly.
whole time you're working out, he
like,
just gives you quirky
gym
looks.
Edition. Wait, yeah. Give the face.
Can we just pause for a second? I've been rewatching The Office.
Yes! Thank you, Kathleen, so much.
From start to finish, and I feel like I understand Sam so much better now than I did before.
Because Kathleen will text me, like, not even like, hey, I'm watching The Office, just like, oh, the casino night.
And
every text I've gotten from you referencing the show has brightened my moment somehow. My day has just gotten better from that. Because it's beautiful!
I forgot how much a show can really make me belly laugh. Bethany, have you ever seen it?
Of course I have.
Yeah, okay,
I
good.
Love The Office. The dress that Pam wore in Casino Night is like that dress is amazing. It fit her perfectly. It was incredible. When she was talking to her mom on the phone, you knew exactly what mom was saying.
I think I do, Mom.
I think I do. And your heart just melts.
And he just comes and he takes her face.
God, to be kissed like that.
Oh. I almost hit John Krasinski with my car once.
Really?
He was in front of the building here at work, and I was like, oh, you know when it's like a pedestrian jumps out in front of you, you're like, where did you come from? Yeah, it was Jim from The Office.
Why did you stop? You should have love tapped him.
That was probably the same place I almost hit Woody Harrelson. That same intersection.
And you didn't love tap Woody Harrelson? No, guys, golden opportunities blown.
That same intersection by Rat Park, right?
Yeah.
That stop sign no one sees?
Uh-huh.
That's the one.
I would have like been so awkward. I would have popped my head out. Be like, almost killed you.
Whoopsies, sorry.
Sorry, I love your work.
All right, Sam, what is your business?
Okay, so this is going to, whomever's with me on this or can help build the thought around it will say if we can actually be real friends or not. This one's a little bit out there.
Okay.
So I have a weird skill with quoting shows and movies, and I don't know why, but they just stick very well in my brain, and I like doing it. And in high school, I would have very real friendships that were based off movie quotes.
Sure.
Like one of my best friends, people joke, they're like, when I'm with you guys, there's no real conversation.
Yeah.
It's just quoting. So I wanted to create a mini movie world, if I may, that has movies that have already been shown and are tried and true, like Superbad or Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Or okay, hold on. So there's gonna be three parts to this. One is going to be the movie theater part,
okay,
where whatever movies are being featured, maybe three or four at a time, it's going to go by genre. Horror this week, comedy this week, rom-coms this week, whatever. Those are going to be playing on loop. And you can buy super discounted tickets for those because it's not really the movies. It's, you've seen it already.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're encouraged to talk and quote.
Okay.
Like, this is not a quiet place. If you shush, we're kicking you out.
It's like Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Basically.
Okay.
Yes, bringing that in there. Another place is where we're going to have the merch of the movies for a week.
Okay.
Right?
Cool.
Okay. And then the last place is going to be the restaurant where whatever we have on the menu is going to be named whatever is dealing with those movies.
Ooh.
And the encouragement and the goal is you have to quote the movies in your regular conversations there as much as possible. And the staff is going to be shown. They have to like really know the movies ahead of time because they also have to bring it in there. You're going to get discounts on merch or on your food depending on how often and how well you squeeze a quote in there.
Whoa!
Golden quote. Let's give it a round of applause.
I like it.
You do a good job. So this is going to be, I think I want to call it Nobody Goes to the Movies Anymore because it's kind of true.
Yeah.
But it's going to be like a small Disney World style based around movies.
I like that
just
a lot.
Just go quote and let your freak flag fly.
Hell yeah.
My ex would have loved that. He only spoke in movie quotes. Loved that. Yeah, that would have been good.
Okay, he can come.
I want to come on Rom-Com Week.
Rom-Com Week, yes.
Oh, I'm coming on Horror Week.
Yeah, I'm going to be there all the weeks. Maybe not Horror Week. Can you co-manage for me that week?
For Horror Week, if you just go in and scream bloody murder, are you quoting the movie?
Yeah. Basically. That's your freebie. That's your free pass.
$5 coupon.
You only get three of those.
Yeah, maybe we'll have like horror movie scream competition in like the side of the store that day.
That's a really good idea.
That's what it's going to be because no one freaking goes to the movies anymore. So I want to make it like a full experience of a business.
Absolutely.
That's a great idea because it also like brings in the idea of a pop-up shop, which is really huge right
now.
And like each week is basically a pop-up shop of that movie.
Exactly.
And maybe you retire it and it never gets used or shown again in that theater. So like it's a big deal. You gotta come during Texas Chainsaw Massacre
Day,
you know, week.
It'll be Disney week. You're encouraged to dress up.
Oh, I love Disney week.
Yeah, it's gonna be like three or four movies at a time. I need a lot of investors because royalties are gonna be
the worst.
Expensive.
There are franchise opportunities with this because you could have pop-up movie, you could have pop-up theaters and other theaters where you do this.
Sam, this is huge.
I love this. Mm-hmm.
This is really, really good. Both of your ideas are actually quite good. I'm very impressed.
You had me at meow.
My idea is terrible. So my idea, but.
I don't believe that.
No, it really is quite horrible, but I love it.
Okay.
And
wait, were you scribbling your business plan in a notebook before you came in here?
Yeah, I have all my notes.
That's awesome.
Good for you. You're so planned. Okay.
So this business will fail within a month. However, it's going to really reveal like my true tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I won't come out of it with any money. The opposite, actually. But I will come out of it with friends for life.
Okay.
And what is business about if not creating friendships?
That is true.
Best kind of currency.
So it's called Your Time, which sounds like a period commercial.
It does.
But it's not.
Okay.
So how many of you have ever, and I'm talking to you listening as well, how many of you have ever felt like you were born in the wrong era?
Mm, yeah, every day of my life.
Right? Mm. Except for Sam. Sam's like current girl.
Woodstock sans drugs. So okay. I haven't decided yet.
Okay, so like Kathleen, which era do you feel like you more belong in than right now?
Maybe the 50s.
Right.
Or the 20s.
Yes. See, mm-hmm. I believe like I belong in some sort of gothic novel.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, you know, or like
theme for you.
Mm-hmm, some sort of, which is less a time and more of a, you know, genre, obviously. But like, you know, high necked dresses.
Yeah. Victorian, Edwardian.
Definitely corsets.
Tools, the layer.
Yeah, so this is called Your Time. So it's a business that if you feel like you were born in the wrong era, we help you implement the era of your choice into your daily life. So you come into our store and we give you a starter wardrobe. So it's sourced from legit theater costume shops. So not like a Halloween store where everything is made out of rayon, but like legit like corsets with boning in them or like actual leather, you know, gauntlets or like chainmail or whatever it is that you want, like actually have. We also use current designers that have pieces that can be implemented into your wardrobe. Like Anda Mulemeester does a lot of like corsety kind of Victorian stuff.
Okay.
Alexander McQueen obviously does a lot of that. He was and his house is very inspired by like top hats and like waistcoats and very pulled together things.
Nice.
I don't know how to say it, but like double RL, the Ralph Lauren branch, which is like really for men. It's like a lot of also similarly like
very dapper.
Yeah, like pork pie hats, that kind of thing. So we source from those places as well. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Okay. This is an optional thing that we provide. We will redesign your social media. Okay. So we employ a team of hackers who will go back through a year's worth of tweets and Facebook posts, rephrasing them to match the speech pattern and jargon of your chosen era.
Wow.
While maintaining the original timestamp. So we'll like, oh, so wow. You'll see 9 months ago, you were like, forsooth, I am beholden to love upon the Lady Claire. When you were like, OMG, I want to f*** Claire.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
and you've been reading my tweets. Right.
Okay. We will give you speech lessons. So like this can be as long or short of a process as you want.
Wow.
We employ a broad staff of speech and dialect coaches to teach you the speech pattern, slang, polite greetings, insults, and if necessary, the actual dialect of your era. So you can speak that way in your day-to-day life.
So if I really want to completely be absorbed and absolved in this culture,
yeah,
time period rather, for that part, would I have to pay per lesson or can I buy like a monthly membership and show up?
It's a package deal. So like you buy the speech lessons and we will keep you until you have nailed it.
Okay, gotcha. So there's one price and yep, if you're awesome, so be it. And if you're yep not, we're here for you until you get awesome.
Yeah. It evens itself out. Like there are people like my older sister who can pick up a dialect like that. Like after a week she has it. If she goes someplace, she picks up the dialect right away. And there are some people who will like never fully get it. So we feel like it evens itself out.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And then number four is if you need this, we will provide you with a month's worth of similarly dressed quote friends to follow you around in case you need validation to ease this lifestyle into your day-to-day life.
I'm in.
They'll walk around with you. They'll go to coffee with you. They'll be dressed on the same level as you so that like,
so you don't feel weird or out of place.
And people will get used
validation
to seeing you that way.
Yeah.
Right. And then the last bit is like when you sign up for your time, you can choose your level of commitment on our immersion continuum, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't have to go like full throttle. You can just use little pieces of whatever era you want. So like level one would be like a pair of fingerless gloves, an old top hat, and some scruff. Level 10 would be we burn your house down and you're suddenly a full-on Dickensian street urchin.
Gotcha. Right? Right.
And kind of wherever you want to fall on that continuum. Mm-hmm. So that is your time.
I love it. I'm
no in. One will come, but if you come, you're my kind of person.
This is
and that's our slogan. Your time, no, my kind of person.
I disagree that it will fail because I've been to Comic-Con and I loved it, but there were hundreds of your time people there.
Yeah.
So I think that if you start there, maybe a coupon, your first free, your makeover, like your base bottom package is free.
Yeah.
Grab them in there.
Yeah.
Serves finger food.
Yeah.
Everyone likes a free beverage. And then you're going to hook them. And then this is going to take off.
I feel like at the Ren Fest too. Like the Ren Fest. Like we're going to the Ren Fest. We're going to Comic-Con. And we're going to PotterCon.
But it's live action role playing places too. They would be so into this. Yeah.
I love that. You could have little stands at like more hippie-ish outdoor concerts.
Yeah.
Because all you do is bring that time period that they're acclimating in your shop.
There's also
to the concert.
And there's like a 1920s brunch once a year.
Yes, on Governor's Island.
On Governor's Island.
City, yeah.
What the hell?
I know. We need to go to that this year. You need to go to that this year. If you don't live in New York, fly in for that. It's pretty fabulous. I've never been. It's on my list. So we would go, but the overhead is just astounding.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would be expensive.
Yeah, but you know.
But we would basically get you started.
I'll give you the money from my movie week number 3.
I feel like if this doesn't work out, you've also written a very excellent SNL skit.
And if this doesn't work out, you're going to have the best wardrobe ever because you're not returning
Wait,
all that.
I have a spin-off business for you.
Okay.
An app where you plug in, OMG, I want to F Claire, and it spits back at you
what
the time period speak would have been.
That's pretty fabulous.
Yeah,
that's
I like
great.
That.
That's pretty great.
Yep.
So I hope you like our business ideas. If you have business ideas of your own, we would love to hear them because Sam wants to invest all of her money.
Yeah, come on.
Twitter,
I've got like $8.
Tweet them to us at Acquired Podcast. Ladies, what have you learned this week?
Sorry, that was just a really excellent sip of coffee. That is organic. I apologize for that. was a good one.
This round of What You Learn brought to you by Delicious Beverage.
You think that I would be prepared at this point after...
this is episode 70.
I expect none of us to be prepared. 70, by the way, ladies, we are aging tastefully.
Wait, I can't tell you how many times a week I go, oh yes, remember this. This is what you've learned this week.
So that's what you learned this week. Write your down.
Blank.
Yeah, come on. Notepad and your cell phone.
Yep, write it down.
Oh, I learned that Pacey, a.k.a. Joshua Jackson, is going to be out in a play in the Berkshires this summer.
What?
And I may or may not be like making an impromptu trip up there.
He's going back to his theatrical roots.
He did some off-Broadway theater here in New York City where he dropped his towel in a locker room.
Really?
And guys, I got to see Pacey's butt. Oh my God.
How was it?
It was very nice.
Yeah, I bet.
But now... it's a game changer. He's a single man. Him and Diane Kruger, most beautiful woman in the world. Yeah. Why did they ever break up? But yeah, he's single. So
well, you're not, Kathleen. I would like to remind you are happily married.
Oh,
emphasis on the happily.
So if anybody
like
wants to make a weekend
there's
trip,
such thing as a hall pass. No, that's horrible.
If you
no.
want to make a weekend trip with me up to Massachusetts.
Is that where the Berkshires are? I've never known.
Yes, Massachusetts.
I've heard of them. I've never actually been or known. I learned this week that I was trying to realize or figure out why I've become so disorganized in recent years and like unable to plan ahead when I was really good at planning ahead growing up. And I realized it was when I moved from using a concrete paper planner to using my phone.
I want to slam this coffee cup down so hard because everyone gives me crap. GD it, Bethany.
Yeah.
I use a paper planner. People, write stuff down.
It's so maddening because I don't see it out in front of me. And so I don't know. I miss birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
I miss events. I miss vacations. I missed my own birthday two or three years in a row.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Like
that's
a
big one.
I straight up don't see it coming because I'm going so literally day to day that I don't see everything laid out in front of me. So I think I need to start using not only like a planner, but a wall calendar so I can see
like
what is happening.
Board.
Yeah. What is happening?
This makes me happy.
So if you find yourself just unable to be organized, maybe go back to like old school. Pull out the cement tablets and start ting away.
Oh, Rifle Paper Company makes some really beautiful ones. They're my favorite paper company.
I love their stuff. Mm-hmm. Sam, what did you learn this week?
I learned that I'm not crazy and paper platters are not obsolete.
No. They're just a pain to carry around, but like, what's the trade-off?
They definitely are. I've learned, and Kathleen, I know you learned something really similar, if not the exact thing, episodes ago, because it stuck with me. I remember, I learned that if you try a fresh something, it's very different from the item itself. I think, Kathleen, once you learned if you don't like something, try the pure organic version or something like that.
Okay.
It was honey with you.
It was honey with you.
Honey, yeah. Okay. I thought I didn't like honey, but then I actually, like Dr. Oz brought in organic honey from his garden.
And it was a game changer.
His Oz honey was so sweet.
I learned something very similar this week. It was... you don't know something until you've had the fresh version of it. Mm-hmm. So my roommate brought in scones, which I've only ever had, you know, the ones that come in like
Starbucks.
Starbucks Costco or like exactly in a bin. I'm like, okay, a cookie. It's a scone, a triangle cookie.
Yeah.
And she opens this box and there are these huge things and she, I forget what it's called, but it comes with like a jam and a cream paste, but I called it...
it's very British.
Yeah,
it's clotted cream?
Yes. Clotted cream!
Yeah.
And I'm like, this promises me a heart attack. And she goes, no, you just gotta try it. Guys, I've never had a scone before. It was so good! I ate 2.5 of her, like three
really?
Scones. Yeah, this poor girl.
They're easy to make. You can make them at home.
Oh my God! What? It's not a cookie. It's not a cake. It's not a muffin. It's a scone. It was so good.
Welcome to the world. They're amazing.
Thank you.
And clotted cream is a game changer.
What the hell is
that
stuff?
Because you're expecting it to be sweet, but it's more, it looks like whipped cream, but it tastes more like butter.
Yeah.
My mother makes a mean scone in clotted cream.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she'll do like the mini versions too of scones, so you can have 7 of them.
I love mini scones.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. You get all the flavors.
I need to get mini scones now because these were only regular adult scones and I'm sure they bake differently.
Oh, I'm so happy you discovered clotted cream. It is really, it sounds so bougie, but it's delicious.
A new business idea, the mini scone shop.
Yep. And you can buy your own little artisanal jars of clotted cream with fabric covering the top.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm so in.
You got to have the fabric.
Love this.
All right.
Guys, please send your money. Just wire it to
don't
us.
Don't send your money.
We have some serious businesses. No. We want to
start York,
for
New
you.
York, New York. 10013.
Don't listen to Bethany at all. Send us all your money.
Don't send us your
money. Addressed to an Acquired Taste podcast.
No, addressed to an Acquired Taste podcast business dreams.
No. Do not send your money.
You're going to love our businesses.
Please, we don't want to be sued.
Free coupon opening week.
All right, and follow us on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast. Tweet us your business ideas and your pitch at Acquired Podcast. We're on Facebook. We're at AcquiredTastePodcast.com. We're also on iTunes.
Yeah.
Follow, subscribe,
guys,
leave
tell
a comment.
Your friends.
Have you read the comments on iTunes recently?
You guys make me so happy.
I like teared up. They were so incredibly nice.
I don't care that it's skewed. Like, I don't care that the people who hate us like probably just turn it off before.
It's not worth listening or commenting at all.
I don't care. Thank you so much for the nice comments that you guys leave. It was just the best.
Yeah.
You can also obviously listen on iHeartRadio, which is our home planet. And that's it. Anything
that's
else,
all.
Ladies?
No. I love you guys.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get a tattoo of the world, of the, just a little bit to leave you off. Maybe we can get a tattoo artist and come in here and tattoo all of us while we're doing the podcast.
Sure, I'll watch you guys do that.
But I want to get Rosé all day tattooed on my ass.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.